Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative. Average people talk normal. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions. I'm taking ownership.
Michael Jordan, when he was a kid, dreamed about making the last shot. Kobe dreamed about making the last shot. And the greats, they just don't put up the first, the second, the third. But what I've learned about the greats is that they understand it's a sense of urgency, that once the clock goes out, it's a W or an L. There is no middle ground. You either win or you lose. It's a different mentality, and the greats are the greats because they have a different mentality. The greats don't play for themselves. The greats understand that they play as a team. When they ask Michael Jordan, who's the best, MJ, you or LeBron? Who's the best, you or Kobe? He says, no, y'all got it twisted. It's not who's the greatest player, it's who's the greatest team.
Stop being average. Average people can't forgive. Average people can't let go. The greats, we do whatever it takes. We do whatever it takes to be happy. It's our time. I can. I can. I will. I will. I will. I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, you got another gear in you.
Here's the deal. If you get to the top of the tree, all the fruit from the bottom at the top is going to be there, son. So I don't need you focusing on cars and money and stuff. You're going to get that. I need you to focus on why you were born in the first place. Why are you here on earth for this particular time? What are you doing here? You need to tell you that you owe you something. I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ate out of trash cans. You ain't got to start with the two-parent background. You ain't got to start with wealth. You ain't got to start with your parents graduated. It's not the hand that you dealt. You got rich kids who on drugs. You got rich kids who committed suicide. You got rich kids who don't know their purpose in life. It's not the hand that you was dealt, baby. It's how you play your hand.
Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Every opportunity, I'm still nervous. E.T., you've been doing this for years. Why are you so nervous? Because the day you become content, the day you stop evaluating yourself, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better is the day you die.
is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you.
And I ain't where I want to be. And I'm like, God, I ain't where I want to be. And he was like, you stop being a victim. I said, what you mean a victim? Well, it ain't my fault my mom got pregnant at 17. It ain't my fault my daddy wasn't there. It ain't my fault they couldn't get along. It ain't my fault. He said, boy, you grown. You ain't 10 no more. The decisions you make right now is up to you. You crying about something that happened to you when you was a kid. You ain't even no kid no more. You a grown man. Take full ownership. The stupid stuff you doing, your parents didn't make you play no video games. What you crying about? So what, your daddy wasn't there? Your mama ended up getting married. What you crying about? He went to work every day. He never beat you. He never abused you. Your mama did the best she knew how to do. What you crying about? You grew up in a house. What you crying about? You've been lazy your whole life, and now somebody told you you could make six figures, and you go knock on the door 100 times, and your body say you a lie. You ain't never gave 100%. And in order to knock on the door 100 times, you're going to have to get 120. Get up out of here. You can't do this. And you're going to have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you long enough to get to your new. Every day when I wake up, I got all kind of demands. You got all kind of demands. And the reason why you're not where you want to be is not because you're not great, but you taking all other people's stuff before you spend enough time with yourself to get to know you and get to know what you want and what you should do. And so please raise your hand with me if you're saying, E, from this day forth, I make a commitment to myself in a way I've never made a commitment to myself before. Let me see your hands.
I said, I'm gonna grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.
I didn't get here making excuses.
You got to get to the point where it hurts. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I'm not gonna cry about it. No, I'm not a part of the country club. Nope, I'm not. I don't hang out with them, but I'm still gonna be successful. I'm still gonna get to where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. You will not destroy us. You will not defeat us to the day I die. It's your mental toughness, your mental strength. We can, we will, and we must get through this. This is what's so sweet about success, that as long as you stay in failure, that, like, you know, you get satisfied with that, when you actually come over to success, it's the same thing. Like, you gotta have more and more and more of it. Just like when you're in poverty, you can keep doing it. When you become successful, so I went with the master's degree. Then when I went with the PhD, I just kept, we came out with an album. I wrote 3 books. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now I'm at a point where I have this sensational desire for more success. So after I finish with the degree, now I start working out. I'm ready to hit this marathon. Now I got another book coming. Now I'm trying to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Now we're trying to do a reality show. I'm telling you, you would get from the dark side. You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. If you can find your way on this side, guys, it's sweeter on this side.
Many of you have not activated who you are because you don't know what you want.
Execution is worship. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. You get away with a lot of stuff when you start executing. And I'm telling you, if you execute, you're going to be on a whole other level.
What do you want?
And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal, and you're not walking in it.
Accept it. And now let's walk in it. The dream is yours, but you're saying, I'm not worthy of the dream. You're probably not, but it's been given to you anyway.
I really don't know what I want. I am not walking in my greatness. My esteem is not where it should be. I'm accepting things that I probably shouldn't accept. And when I leave today, I'm ready to embrace the true me.
Listen to me, as
you're trying to get to that next level of success, you legitimately have to know what that is if somebody's going to be able to help you out. Listen to what I'm saying. I knew what I wanted. And the first thing some of you in this room have to do, you've got to get to the place where you know what you want. And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. That's what I do. I wake up every single day and I go after what I want. But if you don't know what you want, what are you even waking up for? E.T., why am I not fired up? E.T., why am I sleeping in? Because you don't have a reason to get up. You don't have a reason to wake up early in the morning. You don't have a reason to work out. But you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. Because once you start winning, I'm telling you, I can't explain it to you. But doors start opening. Opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit doing the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. And when you become a winner, they start seeing you with winners. And so I need you to create a culture of winning. And do me a favor. You don't have to win at a whole bunch of stuff. Just win one day at a time. You cannot give up. What you got to do is, you heard it. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. That's the difference between the greats. That's what separates them. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. Are you hearing me? It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. I wish I could tell you, you tired, go take a break. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's gonna get lighter. The weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within. So I need you to do me a favor, guys. I need you to win. Until you know what you want, you will not get good rest. If you don't know what you want, then you've not begun to live yet. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, and your why gotta be deeper than you, when you find your why, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. And I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. not say this is going to be a part of my life because somebody told you it was going to be a part of your life. You need to start rejecting some of the stuff people are telling you. You need to stop embracing it. Just because they said it, it doesn't mean it's true for you. Just because you don't believe, just because you're going to be in poverty, just because your marriage ain't going to work out, just because your kids aren't going to be successful, I'm not owning that. That's not my life. And the reason why I say it's my fault, even when it's not my fault, because when I say it's your fault, I give you power. I give you control over my life. And I will never give another human control over my life. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with a solution for it. Can we try? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of y'all, you're not even trying. You don't even try to do it. You've given up before you even tried. I'm taking ownership. You get to determine how you live. You live life on your terms. Go again, will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through, some stuff you gotta will your way through. And where there is no struggle, there is absolutely no progress. I will. Come on, I will.
I will.
Come on, I will.
I will.
I must.
I must.
I know many of you saw this game. They were down by 20. They were down by 20. Down by 20 in Golden State? No. Down by 20 away. But before this happened, if anybody's been studying him closely, what happened before this game happened? 77 three-pointers in a row. This boy made 77 three-point shots in practice. They were down by 20 points. He came back and won the game, but you might have missed it. Do you see it? He's shooting a three-pointer with his eyes closed. They showed it on SportsCenter. The boy's eyes is closed with the three. Boom. Muscle memory. His eyes is closed. What was he thinking about? He was thinking about in practice. One, in practice. Two, 77. And he starts saying to himself, we down by 3 points. 3 times 7 is 21. Let me give him the business. One, defense. Two, defense. Guys, don't worry about it. Just give me the rock. You sure? Remember what I did in practice? Seconds left. He not even at home. He away from home. He got his eyes closed. Boom! With one of the best defenders checking him. This kid didn't take his team to the most wins this year because of what he does in the game. This is your year. This is your moment. If not you, who would have not now win? This is you, baby. Ain't nobody stopping you but you. Can't nobody stop you but you. You not average. Stop acting like it. You not average. Why you being average? You not average. Why you being good when you not good? You great. You phenomenal. When you gonna step up to the plate? You gonna let a high school dropout, somebody that lived in abandoned buildings, somebody ate out of trash, outdo you? I couldn't hardly read when I got to college. You gonna let me outdo you? You're greater than that. And so I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you to dig deep. And a lot of y'all scared. Just walk into it. Stop running from it because your life ain't sweet. It ain't like your life sweet from running. What's my North Star? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Like, leave your mark. That's why I'm so happy. I ain't happy because of no house. I haven't become no cars. I know my purpose. But with this right here, your skill set, this thing can take you wherever you want to go and then take your kids wherever you want them to go. And you complaining because coach wants you to work and practice so you can get what you said you wanted. You mad at coach because he ain't gonna let you take no shortcuts because ain't no shortcuts on the next level. Y'all think this hard? Wait till you get to the pros.
Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go.
But you've got to take your focus off of what's not happening and put your focus on what can happen. So if you're focusing on a negative, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to see.
No more blaming. No more. I don't want to hear it no more. I don't want to hear this teacher did me wrong. This professor did me wrong. My mentor didn't. My mama didn't. My daddy didn't. Stop the blaming. If it's your life, I need you to take complete ownership of it. It's your life. I don't want to hear no more excuses. You blame, that's what you do. You make excuses for why you broke. You make excuses for why you stuck. And it is easier to make it somebody else's fault than to man up and look in the mirror and say, it was your fault. It's easy to put it on somebody else. Why? Because then you ain't got to do nothing. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. Tell me what you complaining about. Winners complain. Winners want to hear themselves talk. Champions do not complain. Why? Because they're focusing on what they said they wanted to do as a goal. So the only thing you're missing now is, are you willing to get up and do the work? Well, we gonna complain, y'all? We gonna work. You have a chance to control your destiny. That, my friend, is the American dream, not a Cadillac.
I need you to give you your best. Come on, I'm pleading with you. Look, I'm gonna say it one more time. I need you to give you your all. I didn't say your kids. I didn't say your spouse. I ain't say your best friend. I need you for the next 30 days to give you every single thing you got.
So do me a favor, do you want it or not? The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down.
You are a champion. Think like one.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it.
I left. I was like, I got to be in control of my life. And I wasn't mad at nobody. I'm not mad at nobody now. It's just, I feel like I got to be in control. If something go wrong, I want it to go wrong on my dime, not yours. I don't want to play by your rules. I want to play by my rules. Take control. Go for it. Please, you have to hear this. When I say I need you to be intentional and deliberate, hear me, I want to paint the picture. You have one team that has the ability to score. They have the ability to do well. They have the ability to score on the opponent. What their challenge is that they can't do it, they can't sustain it. You have one team that's good in spurts. You have another team that's dominant. The teams that are dominant because they can do it from beginning to end, right? Listen to me. And they can do it team after team after team, right? They can do it over and over and over. They dominate because they put pressure on you from the time you start to the very end. Like, oh, even when they're up, they continue to dominate. And your problem is you're not intentional and deliberate. You wake up on Monday, you might be strong, but by Wednesday, are you hearing what I'm telling you? You're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you.
Like, and this is critical. What don't you have? Because all these things are going to stop you from getting to that next level. What don't you have in terms of getting to that next level? What don't you currently have? Because what you don't have, you need to start doing your homework so you can what? So you can go get that. You owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. It's your life. Only one person can stop you from making that become a reality, and that's you.
It's like people want change more than they want to change. For those of you who want to change, You don't have to be wired. You're already wired to be critical. You're already wired to peep out flaws. You're already wired to do it. What you need to do is take that same energy and apply it to yourself. You have to go intentional and deliberate. How many times do I criticize others versus how many times I criticize myself? How many times do I try to correct others? How many times do I correct myself? If it don't drive you, don't want that. So whatever it is you see that you don't have, if it drives you, go, I want that. And then you got to change. But you can't say you want that and you don't want change. Anytime you want anything you don't have, you have to do something to get that, because if you were the person that could have it, you'd already have it. You'd have it already. You don't have it, and so you want it. So you have to become something different. You didn't have that, but you went after it.
Be clear. What do you want? What do you want specifically? Like, you need to be clear on what you want. And I was willing to go through whatever I had to go through to get what I wanted. I knew what I had. That's not what I wanted. It doesn't matter how I'm living right now, because how I'm going to live. And so it's difficult for you because you don't have no clarity.
You're going to figure out who you are, why you tick, what you do. And then you're going to be able to take who you are and what you do and make money.
I want you to be brave enough when something's not working. Do it right. You can't keep doing what you were doing before because you're losing.
But if you can't implement the necessary changes in your life, you won't be able to improve yourself or your situation. If you want to change your situation, you got to get in new information.
I just knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted. I was clear on it.
I'm committed, but I don't know that I'm convicted. Here's what I want y'all to know. We have to be careful, because some of us get an attitude because we're looking for things that people who are convicted get when we just committed. But I just want you to stop expecting what people with convictions have when you just committed. Stop doing that, because now you mad. Like, oh, okay, so coach ain't gonna start me. You just committed. You ain't got no conviction to the game. You just play when it's time to play. That person is up all day, every day, running, lifting weight. Michael Jordan was convicted about basketball. Kobe was convicted about basketball. That's why Mike is who he is. Not because he was the greatest ever, but the conviction that, like, didn't nobody want it as bad as he wanted. He was convicted. Some of us, we let our feelings, like, I ain't feeling it. I'm not with it. That's why I know I'm not convicted to run it. Because I always run when I feel like it. I ain't never missed a day when I felt like it. I've never run, though, when I've not felt it. One of the things you have to do is operate in conviction and not commit. If you're going to win, if they're going to put your name and a number up there, you just can't play this game, because there are other teams that want to do exactly what you got to do. So what you got to do in practice is 1, 2, 3. In practice. If you can't dominate in practice, you can't dominate when the lights come on. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. I dominate at 3 o'clock in the morning. I dominate when everybody sleeps. I dominate at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. At 8, I go back to bed. Why? Because y'all just getting up.
But I'm committed to it. Your everyday routine is clarity.
Come on, we have a vision. We have a mission. We have a visionary. We have a mission. Our goal is to move the needle, not surround ourselves with loyal people who ain't competent.
Guys, I see your true colors. A trial or a tribulation hit, and now you wondering if I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. So now you're going to switch the game up. Okay. I want you to see where you are so you can make the adjustment.
I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. We're not playing to the level of our competition no more. Everything you do is going to be in a way that nobody else does. Paying attention, being locked in and focused. Paying attention, being locked in and focused. Listen to me very closely. I take it personal when I do what I do. I don't care who we going up against. 1, 2, 3. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here.
I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. You can't win it if you can't see it.
You cannot be a prisoner to your preference. You cannot be a prisoner to your own preference, meaning that just because it's what you prefer, if you lose it, you lose it, period. And so you don't make your preference the God, you make winning or losing the God. So if you're losing, you have to do something different so that you can win. You have to self-assess, and you can't let you off the hook because it's you, it's two of y'all. It's a winning you and a losing you. And you do deserve to be a winner. When you're trying to score a touchdown, there are individuals designed to stop you from scoring a touchdown. Yeah. That's their job. They're supposed to stop you. Your job is to not care about them trying to tackle you, and you keep moving forward.
You dominate when you feel like it, and you dominate when you don't feel like it. I've dominated my sleep pattern. I've dominated my laziness. I've dominated procrastination. Where I go, stuff happens. I dominate.
There are no shortcuts.
Discipline is you do it so long and so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level. I dominate.
And I realize that most of you in the room, the reason why you're not going to get to where you're supposed to get to is because you don't know how to get there. Now, the other thing I've noticed is that people who have more clarity have more conviction.
And you start like, oh man, I want that. I want it. Like, I want that experience. But you don't change as a human, so you can't get that experience. Like, it's not possible for you to have it. You can't change your life without changing your mind, bro.
You have to play to win. You have to be competitive. Wherever you are, whatever your space is, this is my space right here. You have to be competitive, whether you like it or not, whether you feel comfortable or not. And you have to get into a space where you got that dog. It's not for the weak at heart. You can't always be the most talented in the room. You can't always be like naturally gifted, naturally talented. But watch this, you can be the most competitive.
I'm saying y'all don't get it.
You gotta wake up every day and compete. You gotta go after it.
I'm saying people don't get it, bro. It's crazy. People want change more than they want change.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing, bro. Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege. Your daddy might hook you up with a car. He might know people. He might be able to get you a job. But you will not outwork me. I'm a champion. We ain't trying to cut corners. We ain't trying to see how much we can do and still be successful. I got a standard. I want to be the best. And I love Steph Curry. Steph said, making shots in workouts is no longer good enough. Put this down, finish. Write that down, type that to yourself, execute. Put that down, finish, execute. Let me tell you something, they treat people differently who execute. Nobody care what you're doing in practice. They don't got to do with nothing. That don't count. Now, it don't count what you're doing in practice, it don't count. It don't count what you do first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. The most important quarter is the one you like where you won. Write that down, finish. Effort is not good enough. Ain't nobody paying you for effort. You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. Now, some of you like, that's too much. Ah, well, you're not gonna be a champion. Going up against other champions, you think you're gonna get 50%? You think you're gonna get 70%? You think you're gonna get 80%? I watch y'all. Y'all good, but you need to be great in this league too. You're real good at what you do, but some of you don't finish. You look good in the first. You look good in the second, you look, but the fourth with the last 3 minutes, I can tell with the last three, listen to me, the real beast is the last 4 minutes. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tired. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing. You have to make a decision that nobody will outwork you. What you got to do in practice is 1, 2, 3. In practice.
Not in the field. That's just, some of y'all, that's your problem. You think that you can dominate when the lights come on. If you can't dominate in practice, you can't dominate when the lights come on. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. I dominate at 3 o'clock in the morning. I dominate when everybody's asleep. I dominate at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. At 8, I go back to bed. Why? Because y'all just getting up. I dominate in the dark. I dominate when nobody sees me. So I dominate in the light because I dominate in the dark. I'm just being real. MJ didn't have a game 7. It didn't matter if he was in Utah, he was in Chicago, if he was in Wisconsin, like the Bucks, it didn't matter. What Mike's mentality was, whoever we play, I'm going to dominate these individuals. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, so I'm not going to say no other name because I don't want y'all to be like, I don't want to hear what my man got to say. But there are other guys who are good, who consider great. They go to game 7 and it takes the last second for them to win the game. Mike was like, mm-mm, 3-peat, no, come back. Another 3-peat dominated. So I need y'all to do me a huge favor. Like, I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. You can't win it if you can't see it. You got to see each one, the vision. You got to see yourself winning in practice. You got to see yourself winning the game. The SEC East, you got to see yourself. Then the championship, you got to see yourself. Then the playoffs, you got to see yourself. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. I don't even got to hit an alarm clock. My body like, yo, eat, 2:30, get up, eat, 2:45. 1, 2, 3, discipline. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Discipline is you do it so long, so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level. I dominate. Where I go, stuff happens. I dominate. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he's putting in work. Just because you got here don't mean your 30s gonna look like this. And your 40s gonna look like this. And your 50s. I mean, I wish if you played in the NFL, I wish that whatever your best day was, your best year was, you could just like capture that and that'd be the rest of your life. But unfortunately, a lot of dudes made a lot of money and broke. Most of the people who lost $30 million in 1 year, you don't get another year to make another 30 mil. If you know you're not gonna be here forever, then you're gonna treat how long you're gonna be here differently. What's your standard? I don't care what it is, but what is your standard? I got some standard. I've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and praying to God since I was 19 years old. That's a non-negotiable. Every morning at 3, I'm up. I'm the best in the world as a speaker, not because I'm the best, but I'm the best because every day I put God first. That's my standard. I don't care if I'm in Dubai, 3 o'clock. I don't care if I'm in Cali, 3 o'clock. I don't care if I'm down south, 3 o'clock. That's my standard. I've been married 31 years. I've only had sex with one woman my entire life. That's my standard. I'm not telling nobody else to do that, but my old dude wasn't in my life because he was running around having sex with everybody. I got siblings I don't even know. I just met my niece for the first time. She's 24 years old. So I'm like, I'm not doing what my dad did. My dad, a high school dropout. I went and got my GED, then I got my four-year degree, then I got my master's degree, then I got my PhD. And I ain't smart, but I set a standard so when my kids came in this world, their mama got a master's, their daddy got a PhD, they at least got to finish high school. I set a standard. Multi-millionaire as a speaker from the bottom up. I set a standard. It's gonna be a fight. You can't keep doing this for maybe your freshman year, maybe your sophomore year, but at some point, you gotta go take the life out of it. At some point, you just gotta, took me 12 years to get the four-year degree. And in the master's, I was like, and somebody said, get the PhD, and I was like, no. And it was like, come on, E, get the PhD. And when I just started going after life and taking it by its throat, not getting to the, some of y'all get to the line. You gotta take that thing out, like, you gotta take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You ain't got the money to go to school. You go write those letters and you go knock on those doors. Don't be scared. You need this degree. Go knock on those doors. Go get that scholarship. Don't be scared to ask. Knock on the door. Knock. See? Come on, ask, and it's gonna be given to you. You gotta go get it. When you get to the point where all you wanna do is be successful, as bad as you wanna breathe, then you'll be successful. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking they are. And stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn. I fought too long. I fought too hard. I will break you before you break me. What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? The decisions you make right now is up to you.
I really feel like if I do these things, I'm going to be successful. Execute on the things that you said you were going to execute on.
You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute.
The reason why I speak with so much passion, because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. There is no excuse for not living up to the fullest potential. No excuse. Don't let your words guide you. Let your actions guide you. Now listen to me. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as that breath in your nostrils, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. I hope I do not believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
They looked at the most successful men and women of the world, and they found that they had like 7-8 things in common. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine.
There are those of you in this room, you spend a majority of your life doing what other people want you to do. You don't even know who you are. And so even what you're doing, you're not doing at 120% because you're doing what somebody else wants you to do, and you're not good enough to be somebody else. I need you to be selfish on the dream piece, because what you have to understand is when you know who you are and you start operating that, you're going to start blessing people in a way you couldn't bless people before when you didn't really know who you were. I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
Listen to me very closely. When you graduate and you get a job, if you want to get paid, you never say no. You never say it can't get done. Don't you ever say out your mouth it can't get done. Even if you feel in your heart it can't get done, you don't say it out loud. You let the broke folks say that. You let the folks they fired first say that. You always say it can get done. Even if you don't think it can get done, just say it and try to make up something. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. If you don't have a 4.0, what you need to be doing is studying. Get off the phone. Sorry, I'm not available until the end of this year. No, I'm for real. You reached the right number, but you called me at the wrong time. Call me back January 1st. I'm about to get busy now. Whatever you do, I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that something too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself. I don't care what level you get to. I need you to dream. I need you to focus on why you were born in the first place. Why are you here on earth for this particular time? What are you doing here? It feels good being me. Because guess what? I can never be sweet being you. You need to tell you that you owe you something. There are those of you who said, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer.
I guarantee you, the world is yours. So work hard and you can have whatever it is you want.
Rich people don't waste time. They realize it's their most important commodity. They don't watch a lot of TV. They don't do a lot of entertainment. If they're not working, they're studying their craft and getting better at their craft.
Every day when I wake up, I got all kind of demands. You got all kind of demands. And the reason why you're not where you want to be is not because you're not great, but you're taking all other people's stuff before you spend enough time with yourself to get to know you and get to know what you want and what you should do.
Don't be average, like for real. Whatever it is you do, do it, and take a different perspective. I said, I'm gonna grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.
The day you stop evaluating yourself, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to get you will get you. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again.
I need you to spend a considerable amount of time dreaming every single day. Let me tell you why. I've noticed that the people who dream and those people who dream big have a different kind of life than the people who don't dream.
Bring all the energy, all the passion, bring it all together and dominate.
But you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. I focus more on winning than I focus on structure. I focus on winning.
What's your why? Why do you wake up in the morning? Why do you put on that jersey? Why do you go out and practice? Why? I gotta commit my very being to this thing. I gotta breathe it, I gotta eat it, I gotta sleep it. And until you get there, you'll never be successful in life.
When you're a winner, winning spreads.
Because winners win. Because it's not about where you come from. It's about heart. You come to a place where, you know, being smart ain't enough. You gotta have heart. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. But I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Why have you never gone after your calling?
It's the mindset. Like, I had a victim mindset. Like, everything was about somebody else. Mm. You know, it was like the outside inside theory. You know what I'm saying? Which is terrible. It's like everything that's supposed to blow me up and take me to the next level is somebody else's responsibility. When I look back, all the anger and the frustration and the hurt, it was all blaming. Everything was about this person or that person or this person. I never even realized I was where I was because of
who I was. And I was actually getting the physical manifestations of my thoughts, of my feelings, my emotion. Like, I was creating this.
The hardest thing I've ever done was look in the mirror and tell myself I was sorry.
Sorry for what?
I was sorry for what I've got myself into, the choices that I made.
That dude is the dude that looked himself in the mirror and was like, yo, you owe yourself an apology. And not only that, you owe yourself correction. You owe yourself change.
Wow.
That was one of the most difficult days of my life, was looking at myself, correcting myself, telling myself I was sorry, and then moving forward saying, now what are we going to do from this point? One of the dangerous things is the outside-inside theory. It's dangerous because what you're doing, whether you know it or not, you are comparing your journey and your life to somebody else's journey and somebody else's life. Let's just be honest. You don't even have the right context to do that. You don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You don't know like what their strengths and weaknesses are. So you're comparing yourself to somebody. They're nowhere near who you are.
Yes.
And so you're comparing yourself. So this is why I believe it's the inside out. Like everything we do starts from the inside. So I'm using the information you're giving me to build my journey. Not, I'm trying to be you. What are you doing? Wake up. Greatness is in you.
And going back to kind of your story of the victim mindset.
Yeah.
You know, your mom lies to you about your dad. You don't see your dad, you know, abandoned warehouses. Yeah. You know, all the problems, inner city kids, struggle, getting kicked out of school, struggling. You had everything against you, right?
No. See, I'm glad you said that. You had everything against you. No, the greatest problem was I was against me.
Oh.
Nobody ever told me I was my greatest asset.
Yeah.
I'm my greatest asset. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you don't activate you, the environment doesn't matter anyway. Mm. Great environment, bad environment, and anything you activate, anything you do for you, it's going to blow out. But at the end of the day, you have to be the first thing that you invest in. And if you invest in you, I just believe there's nothing that can stop you.
I'm telling you, we can't lose our hope, because once you lose your hope, you lose everything. I'm here to tell you that once you get started, you can't stop until you get there. I'm telling you, when you get in the boat, you make a commitment. It doesn't matter if the gale comes. It doesn't matter if the winds and the waves come. It doesn't matter if the storm comes. Just keep rowing.
You need to be more disciplined about your minds.
Right? What do the people need to be thinking about with their minds?
So here's the deal. You're already in pain. Get a reward for it. Why would you let them destroy your life?
Let's go.
Why would you let them own you? Why would you allow that thing they did to hurt you now define the rest of your life?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I was in pain. It's real. But get a reward for it. Don't just think about you. Listen to me. Like, I didn't give up. That's what I'm saying to everybody. We all go through pain. Some of us go through pain and it becomes our tombstone. Mm. Some of us go through pain and it's a scar. And we live a life of reward. So I'm just gonna say, again, 2025, do me a favor, check you. You're in the ballot box and you're looking at all these options, doctor, lawyer, teacher, whatever you see, president, mayor, governor, do me a favor. Before you check off any of that S&P 500, real estate, before you check any of that, check you.
Yeah.
Before you check anything, check you and go look yourself in the mirror and go, yo, I'm my lottery ticket. You got to figure out who you are and love you and feel good about you and not care what nobody think about you. Figure out your North Star and wake up every single day going after your North Star. It's like you got to figure out what makes you happy. You have to find the thing that wakes you up at 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Like, you gotta find the thing that brings the life out of you, the joy out of you, the happiness out of you. And you can't do that following somebody else's North Star.
Wow.
So my last one would be, man, figure out what you was put on this earth to do. And I mean every single chance you have to do it. Do it, and when you're not doing it, enjoy your life. So however much time I have left, I need to work hard and I need to enjoy that time.
Absolutely.
Let's go. It doesn't matter how you feel. Listen to me. Coaching is everything. Why? Because think of Michael Jordan without Phil Jackson.
Right.
Think of Venus and Serena without Richard Williams. Like, yo, I just want you to picture Kobe without Phil Jackson. So coaching is critical. Here's what's going to blow your mind. When you get to our level, you really need more coaching. Because we done exhausted all the stuff.
Jordan. You really yeah. need coaching.
After Jordan won his first championship, he didn't say, I think I've got it figured out on my own. I don't need a coach. He said, let me find Tim to train me. Let me find the mindset coach, the recovery coach, you know, make sure we're getting to the next level.
They said that LeBron, look at LeBron, what he's doing right now.
It's amazing, man.
Bro, let me
check 40, a 40, checking dunking on 20-year-olds.
Whoever had the arguments, you know what I'm saying? Because there were those of us who was alive.
Yeah.
We watched Jordan do his thing. But bro, what LeBron is doing right now, but when I do my research and not emotional about, oh, how is he doing this? Hey, no, when I do my research, he's spending $1.5 million mm-hmm. on his body yeah. and recovery coaching. And so you see the decision he made mm-hmm. and you see, okay, yeah, he was great. But that investment that he made in himself, these decisions are based on facts of experts. And then we see in the outcomes of it.
Yeah.
And so from 16 to maybe 25, you know, it was like, okay, I'm going to come to coaching some days I'm not, some days I'm going in, some days I'm not. And then my son was born. Mm. I was almost 25 years old. Jalen was born. And Jalen was born in 1995. And when Jalen was born, it was the day coach said to me, this is why I've been trying to train you. Because I wanted you to be the best father you could
wow.
be.
Yeah.
And so you miss some classes. You miss some lessons. Your son is here now. He needs the best version of you.
Wow.
We can't repeat the mistakes of the past. And so I need you to hurry up. And so when Jalen was born, from that day forward, I remember when he was born, I held him. And it was kind of like he looked at me like, you the person that's going to take care of me?
Wow.
You know, and that was the day. And this is what a lot of you are running from. It's the R word. And I get it because it's tough. Responsibility.
Ooh.
That was the day where it's like, you got to be responsible for somebody else.
Yeah.
You cannot. I've never played a video game since Jalen was born.
Wow.
I've read more books since Jalen was born that first year or two that I ever read in my life. I took my career serious in speaking. I went deep. I went heavy. And I read everything. I was in the library like an addict, just studying and studying and studying. And it was because I didn't want some of the consequences of the past to come in this generation. You know, and so for me, it was like, yo, your son's here. You got to handle your business. And I just heard, I was more attentive. I started getting up at 6 and then I'd play this game. Daylight saving times would come. I would, say, don't follow it. Stay up at 5 is the new. And then the next year, the 4. And then I got started getting up at 3. And I started getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning because it was still. There was no dogs outside. Nobody was driving around. The family was asleep. And I was like, okay, coach, I'm sorry. Let's go back over the lessons I didn't get and let's go over the new lessons. Right. Like, coach me.
You alluded a little bit about, this version of you is kind of speaking to your 16-year-old self and saying, like, here's what you need to do. Stop doing that. Start doing this. Like, whether that was you in the future or God speaking to you.
In the future.
In the future. Like, hey, this is what your higher self needs you to do right now.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you feel like your future self is saying to you now? The wisdom you need to hear take you to the next
level. This. You spent all of your mature life pouring into people who can't do a whole lot for you. You spent some kind of way in your soul, you feel like, because of where you were and all these people that helped you get to where, so it's like you feel like you owe people to not be in mutual relationships. Like you feel like you're so blessed and you have so much. It's almost a survivor guilt. Mm-hmm. And now you just gotta be with people who you gotta pull. Mm-hmm. And you gotta be with people that you got to beg to. And you gotta be with people who you just gotta bless and you may not get nothing back. He's like, no. In this season, these relationships have always been there for you.
Wow.
But you haven't taken advantage of them because it's like, I gotta help and I gotta fix and I gotta help you and help you and help you because somebody helped me. But you had to want it. You're helping people that don't even wanna be helped. They want a handout.
Yeah.
They don't wanna be helped. Now, the rest of your life, son, be in relationships where it's mutual.
Receive.
Get in these mutual relationships and get something.
Man, it's crazy, but I had a couple of things in my life that I wanted to accomplish and I didn't get them done. And I know it's not too late, but I kind of like got to that point where it's like, I just can't do it. Like I put forth a valiant effort and I just can't do it. And so he was like, oh, what was one of them? And I was like, what you just said, 100 miles, I wanted to run a marathon. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. You really want to run a marathon? And I was like, In my mind, yeah. You know? So he was like, no, 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 you for real? I said, bro, I'm not as for real as I can be about something that I want to do but that I didn't do.
Yeah.
You know, so he was like, oh, okay. I just finished speaking. And so I was like, let me check Tim out. And so right after it was over, so he was like, all right, well, if you want to run a marathon, come on. And I was like, what? He's like, come on, let's go get started. We'll do it together. Mm. And I was like, okay, bro, like right now? He's like, well, if you want to do it, when would be the best time to do it?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And I was like, okay, I guess now you can't run a marathon with someone who's never run a marathon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a better chance of running a marathon with somebody who ran a marathon, like who really has the mindset, like they ran it, so they know what it takes. How many people in your immediate environment, those people who are in your sacred circle, represent people who are on the same mission as you? Or do you have a bunch of people on your list who are not on the same mission as you, and those individuals are pulling you down? I have cut off the people who are not on the same mission with me, and I've surrounded myself with people who have the same values, who have the same mindset, and people who want to accomplish what I want to accomplish. And we go to sleep and wake up talking about the dream. We go to sleep and wake up talking about the dream. We go to sleep to wake up, talk about what we did when we first started. Talk about where we are, examining what we did right, what we did wrong. Listen to me, you gotta eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. And every single day, you've got to wake up and put forth effort. Because some days, you're not going to feel like getting up, but the dream is going to push you. You wake up every single morning and you go after it. When you wake up, nothing is going to come to you. Nobody's going to give you anything. I still have to work. And when the sun comes up, I still have to get to run it. So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it. Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there. Not only will you have what other people don't have, you'll do what other people can't do. In order for you to be able to do what you need to do like a Tony Robbins, there's some things that you don't have in your arsenal that if you can just admit you don't have it in your arsenal, then you can go get it. But until you admit that you don't have it, you'll never be able to do it. If you know why you're doing something, it's easier to do it. When you don't know why you're doing it, it's hard. Or when the reason that you have to get up
is not as strong as the reason why you need to stay in the bed, it's going to be tough. I've got dreams. I have goals. There are things that I want to accomplish. I'm not satisfied. Like, I don't sleep well at night. The bigger your dream is, the more effort you're going to have to put in. I look around at other people who are living a certain way, who are driving a certain way, who are experiencing a lot. And E.T., I want that, and I've robbed myself. I have not been true to myself. I've not done the things I need to do. There is absolutely nothing you can't have, nothing. You can have whatever you want, but listen to me very closely. You cannot, you will not have anything if you're not willing to put in sweat, blood, and tears. If you think you're gonna pay any other fare, you twisted. I wake up every single day. I know what I gotta do. I know where I gotta be. I know what my gift is. I know what my purpose is. And I just need money to house all this. He has a dream and a goal, and he'll do whatever it takes. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're going to have to get up.
What's that thing you keep thinking about?
I'm telling you to dream your dream because I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it. I want you to know how close. I want you, just like when the weather is changing, you can feel it. I want you to be able to feel when you're getting closer to it and closer to it. But more importantly, I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? When you said to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question: what do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? I want you to know something, that the bigger your dream is, I want you to understand the harder the grind. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. I'm walking out of here, next level.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.